There comes a time where you have to stand your ground, even if it's unpopular, even if it might make you look like a bad person and people might talk about you for the rest of your life in a negative light. You've got to do what is right. And that's exactly what I did the other day. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. I would love you to call in, even if I fight with you and disagree, so be it. I really lean on you and we lean on you for your opinion and your feedback. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Yesterday, kind of wrapped up something that's been going on for a week, and what happened was our big boss, Dion, came in here, and I was like, oh, I wonder what he's going to come in here for. Probably something really good and some praise. No, none of that. In fact, it was a verbal beatdown. of epic proportions.
That is dramatic.
Listen, coming from you, that can't be possible. But our boss had a conversation with us about a thermostat. Now, why was he in here talking to adults about don't messing with the thermostat, leaving it alone? Because our building is old. It's that time of the year where it goes from, like, you know, cooler to warmer, and they haven't turned on the AC. So you can still adjust the heat to turn the heat down some, but the thing about our old building is that all the rooms, all the different radio stations are connected through vent piping. And if somebody down the hall, the way it's set up here, if they turn up the heat, two studios down where our Radio Now studio is, or the Joe and Alex Show is, where we're talking out of, it will increase the heat, even if we don't do that or we turn ours down. And somebody adjusted it, which even though the AC wasn't on, they still turned the heat up a little bit in their room, and that affected us down here. Not Alex and Liv, because they're always cold, and they're like 100, 150 pounds, somewhere in that range. I'm like 400, so I obviously weigh twice or three times as much. I was physically sweating. Sitting. Wasn't jogging, wasn't exercising. I was sweating. So I said, you know what? I've had it. I went and talked to this person down the hallway, and I was like, hey, please leave the thermostat at 70, 75, so it's average and it keeps us at a decent temp. I come back because I'm sweating. They had it at 85. They had it turned up to the maximum button. That is what started our thermostat war. And I might have taken things a little too far, but sometimes you have to end a war. You have to stop it. You have to go for the final blow. So after 3 days of having this, like, adult, like, you know, back and forth annoyingness, I finally went and I ripped, it's an old school thermostat, I ripped the knob out so you cannot adjust the temperature up or down. And I turned it down to like a decent temperature, then I ripped the knob off, which you should do with your radio, by the way. If you have a knob on your radio, rip it off and keep it on the Joe and Alex Show.
Leave it on our show.
On Radio Now, just turn it up and rip the knob off. That happened, and then that girl, props to her, she had some big kahunas. She said, hey, did you take the knob? I was like, yeah. She's like, give it back. I'm like, I'll give it to you after our show ends at 10. Because I was tired of trying to do a show and sweating my hoo-ha off. And then it led to an email. It led to calls back and forth. And you guys were all involved with this. Pork Chop was involved, too, kind of in the middle of the whole thing. So you can chime in at any time with what happened. But this led to our big boss, Dion, coming in studio yesterday and saying, morning show. Am I really having a conversation about the thermostat? I
mean, that's guys, a really good impression, yeah, actually.
I mean, come
good.
On, like, you adults here? When we're doing a thermostat conversation? I mean, really? And then, like, I was proceeding to, like, was it wrong? Was it amateur and childish of me, Joe, from the Joe and Alex Show, to rip a knob off another studio? Hell yeah. But you know what? I would do it again today because the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and I will do that. Just like those people we talked about in Joe's Need to Know News that spray-painted wieners around potholes, and now magically the cities will fix them. That's what I am.
But here's the thing, which is what I have been saying. So I have a completely different view on how all of this stuff that's been going down. I think Liv tends to agree with me on this, is that for the last couple weeks I have been trying to tell Joe, he's been complaining about the lack of air or whatever in the studio, how hot it's been, and I said they don't have the air on yet, we're transitioning from spring to summer, so they're just, it's very humid. I could tell that the air wasn't on because you can feel the humidity in the air. And so he's mad at this girl for supposedly adjusting the thermostat, whether
she
was
did.
Or not
she
though
did.
It wasn't turned on, there's nothing on,
but she could turn the heat up, which she did.
Okay.
Well,
you don't realize that heat makes your body warm when you sweat.
No, I know, but I'm saying that you claim she did, but she's
it's going to be hot no matter what.
Yeah, and she claims another thing. And what Alex's point is that it's hot because of
it doesn't matter if she has it on 85 or 55. It's going to be the same.
Yeah,
same
that's
hot.
That's not true. Our engineer Pork Chop, will you back me up? That's not true.
That's not true, Alex.
Our engineer John, he wouldn't say it in front of Dion, which is fine. I don't expect him to argue with his boss, but he said I was right after the meeting.
But what he did say is that, I heard you say before, it's kind of goes in a chain, and we are at the end. So kind of whatever goes through the whole building, like, we get the very end of it. So, yes, if we change it, sometimes it doesn't affect it because what everyone else has first does.
What I think, okay, so that's fine. Then Joe was right about that, which is fair, I think, to ask her to, you know, that it's too hot in here.
Just leave it.
I think that was fair of Joe to do. However, where Joe took it too far is stomping around and ripping stuff out of other people's studios and throwing a temper tantrum and then confiscating things. First of all, Joe's not a manager, so he can't, like, be telling other people what to do. You can ask our supervisors to take care of
it. What supervisor do we have?
Well right, Dion would be it.
Yeah, Dion, or even the one, like, we have an interim,
but
like,
he,
program
but he already
now.
Knew about it. I had a conversation with him last week.
Did you talk to our
Because our studio door is open right there, and he said, we'll get to it.
Did you talk to our interim program director? They're in Dallas.
They're in Dallas.
You can't email?
No, I'm not going to email a damn boss over a thermostat. That's stupid.
Well, that's what they said exactly that you should have done when they came in here.
They say that after the fact. Of course they do.
Well, because I think...
It looks bad. Here's the thing. Yeah.
It looks bad that you two aren't on my side.
No,
833
it
Joe Alex. Liv and Alex should be on my side.
Because
no,
you
I
went in there like Joe Rombe and were
acting
crazy, a temper tantrum like a child, which is what Dion said when he came in here yesterday. And we see this all the time. When you get stressed out or you're pissed off, you throw stuff around and you throw a big hissy fit. And it's a big turnoff.
Okay,
it's a big turnoff. Now, finally, other people in the building are noticing how Joe reacts to stress and things going wrong. It wasn't a good look for you.
I don't care what people think
about
it.
Well, you should, because that came across really, really rude.
I don't care what they think.
All right. So Joe tried to handle it for 3 days. And let's not forget, Alex, you and Liv are very skinny, so you like it warmer anyway. For someone like Joe, like, it really does affect him.
No, it's actual science.
You don't think
let him finish his point, by the way, because you guys never let him finish talking.
He can't take his clothes off. Like, you can put a blanket on, but he can't take his clothes off.
Okay. Are you done?
Yeah.
You were not here when Joe would turn it to 60 degrees and me and Alex would be in pain. Because
so-called
we
pain,
so
could not
pain.
Feel our hands and feet. Couldn't feel.
Joe.
Then wear your blanket.
We do.
I wore a blanket. I wore my winter coat. I wore my winter hat.
Good.
I wore my winter coat and I wore my scarf.
So then what's the answer, Liv? What's
and
the
I
answer?
Was still cold.
What's
so the answer is there has to be a happy medium, but Joe always makes it about
medium.
Joe. You're not. Because
no,
Liv
not.
And I always freeze
I am
to that.
I'm fine with it if it's at a decent temperature. If I'm sweating, that's not a happy medium. That is not. If there is sweat dripping down my head sitting here talking.
If we can't feel our hands and feet, that's the exact opposite end of that. So that's not a happy medium
either. No,
that's
my point, because it gets so hot, it needs to be in the middle.
See, I just think that you were in the wrong for ripping off another
studio's
style.
I'll admit that, and I'll do it again.
And you did
it
to us.
Because you know what?
It's very immature, and
because it has the attention right now on it.
It's just immature and
it's
childish.
Yes.
But I don't care, and I'm saying you're right. But I don't care, because guess what? All this whining and bitching and complaining I'm doing, even if I look like an a-hole, I don't care, because finally... After all the time I tried to do it the right way and be patient, it's finally happening now. Does anybody agree with me, or are you on Alex and Liv's side? Poor pork chop here is in the middle. It's like, I'm storming around
every single time there is a professional crisis. Storming around and throwing temper tantrums is not a professional, mature look for other
what
employees.
What do you do, though, when the people around you don't do anything, though?
You like, let
when
you the try managers to handle
you
it.
You let the managers. It's not your place.
But like,
it's
what I do when like
position.
Previous managers didn't do anything either.
Well, that's previous managers. You didn't work with the manager that we have right
now,
our interim manager.
He did ask him, I don't know if you were here or not.
He said he did not talk to our interim boss.
Over a week ago, he talked to Dion.
Our interim boss, he did not talk to.
Right, I was the first one to tell her like 2 days ago.
Right, so how come she wasn't talked to at least? That's all I'm saying.
Do I have to repeat myself to 20 people? Like, that's insane.
Well, if that's what it takes, like, that's your job. It's not your job. It's not your place to go in and rip off another studio's little knob.
All right, I see where your alliance lies.
The thing is, not with you in this situation.
It never is. 833 Joe Alex. We will take your calls next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Or social media, hit us up Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. Is this also on Facebook, Alex? On our Facebook Radio Now?
No.
Okay, well, okay.
I can put it on there. Do you want me to?
Yeah, might as well. That's where the best fights happen, is on Facebook. Yeah, we'll get that too. Just search for Radio Now and give it a like. I started a war, a thermostat war, which ended up yesterday with our big boss coming in here saying, really, morning show? Well, I've got to be in here. Okay, I can't do his thing anymore. But he was pissed that I ripped the knob off of another studio's thermostat because it was just too warm. And we're going back and forth. Alex and Liz are saying that I'm selfish, that I keep it too cold in here when it does work with AC, and that they're sweating to death. I mean, they're freezing to death. They have all their layers of clothes. I'm like, guys, I was literally sweating, dripping down my forehead. We need to have something here in the middle. And I got fed up because nobody's listening to the squeaky wheel, so I got greased. And I ripped that baby off. Now, did I overreact? Did I make the show look bad? Or did I do what I needed to do? Alex and Liv think that I looked childish and immature and made enemies in the building for everybody.
100%.
833-JOE-ALEX is the number. We'll kick it off with Ebony. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Ebony, how's this looking on me?
Well, I feel like you've already went to who you needed to. You've already said that you went to the big boss over a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel like Liv and... I forget her name.
Alex.
But yeah, Alex. I feel like they listen to respond. They don't listen to you to comprehend. Every time it's something about you, it's a problem. They have a really hard time to understanding and comprehending anything you have to say.
Where have you been my life, Ebony?
They don't even let you finish a sentence. See how she just tried to cut me off? They don't even let you finish a sentence.
That is
so
true.
So I can definitely understand where you're coming from. You've already said that what you did was childish and you probably shouldn't have done it. You already agree with that. But, okay, you went to who you needed to go to. So, okay, let's make it right now. But to not have your back as your coworker, as your partner, I don't think is right.
Can I ask you a question, Ebony? So what do you think about this? It's hard to see him as a total coworker and as a partner and, like, as a teammate in this situation because Joe has been lying to me and Alex for over a year. He has ripped off the knob on our thermostat. We have directly asked him if he did. He has said no over and over and over again, and clearly he did. He didn't just get the idea like 2 days ago to rip off the knobs in all the other studios when we've been having a battle about the temperature in our own studio last year and because we freeze and he's hot. And so we had this battle. So
do you know why we had this battle? Because Liv, just like our coworker, who I won't name because I already had their big blow up, they would not listen to what I said. Let's keep it here. And then when I go out of the room to go to the bathroom, which I get like 1 second to do during the show, they would turn the knob up hot again.
I would turn it to 75. You
everyone
would turn it
all
the, he
that's
would turn
all I'm
it,
hearing.
Ebony, God bless you. You want to come work on the show?
I do. All right. Quit, Alex.
Oh,
whoa.
Fire. Yeah, it's me, Liv,
that's
talking.
Liv.
But it's he would turn it to 60 degrees. I would turn it to 75, which is in the middle, and he would still turn it up to 60 degrees because he did not care that me and Alex were like so
I did
cold.
Care. That's why we got blankets, which you can't use the heated blankets anymore, but you still do that, which messes up
There's
our sound.
Nothing plugged in. I am using the heated blanket without any plugs. There's nothing. It's
our
a blanket.
Our engineer, who like could be a manager, said not to. But we got
that
you blankets.
No,
we got you snuggies. Like, we tried to be accommodating to
he
you.
He said we can't use a heated blanket
but it's like they don't want to listen to it. They just want to do what they want.
There is nothing plugged in. It's not doing anything. It's a normal
Diane,
blanket.
You're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say?
Hi, good morning. Yes, the reason I'm calling is because we kind of have the same issue at work that, you know, this is our boss. She always keeps it warm and it's getting hot. And my coworker, she's always saying it's hot. And I can understand her. But I think that we all have to come to an agreement to where leave it as, you know, a fair average temperature, but also it's a personal problem. I think it's like a personal thing. If you're still warm, I would buy a personal fan for yourself, you know? And if you're still cold, buy a personal heater. Because I've seen, like, offices, even schools, I'll see it's, like, the blown AC, and I see the receptionist with the heater behind her. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, it's hot outside, but yet I can understand that it's cold in there. So you would need, like, something personal to, you know, agree to where everybody has to come to the agreement to not mess with the thermostat.
I
would be fine. I don't want Alex and Liv to freeze. I truly, in my heart of hearts, don't. But I also don't want to sweat. Like, right now as we're talking, even though I'm heated, I feel like I'm not going to sweat. Like, I could get by in this current temperature right now, how it magically shifted in this old, abandoned, crappy building we work in. Let's see here. What line do we go to now? Let's go to Whitney on the Joe and Alex show. Whitney, what did you want to say?
Hi, guys. So I kind of agree with both of you. I see both of your sides. Alex, I 100% agree with you. Joe should have been a little bit more professional. I mean, we are adults. Let's be professional. But, Joe, I do agree with you that you can't always just go to the managers. I'm a CNA, and literally sometimes in my job, I have residents that will beat the living out of me, and I can't fight back.
I can't resist. Like, I can't hold their hands down and keep them from hitting me, and I can't just not take care of them. So we, like, tell the nurses or we tell the management, you know, this person's being really difficult. This person's hurting me, like, on a regular basis. And sometimes they literally just won't do anything.
That's got to be frustrating.
I harass them. I literally harass them in the most professional way possible, whether it's like sending 20 emails and giving them 15 calls a week. Like, they eventually do it because they get annoyed with the fact that I'm contacting them so often.
Well, it would be a great compromise to be able to give Joe a little fan, or Liv and I have our electric blankets. But like Joe pointed out, they're now saying that we can't plug our electric blankets in the room because they're affecting the way that the mics work.
Behind the scenes stuff, yeah, it'll ruin the broadcast.
Joe can't use a fan because that fan noise will pick up on the mic too and ruin the broadcast.
Yeah, Alex, for my birthday, got me a little portable iPhone fan, which would be great, but I can't use it when we're on the air.
Yeah, so we can't do either of those. So the only thing we have is figuring out temperature. But the point really isn't about, because we, Liv and I, pretty much already gave up on that battle of what it's going to be like in here. We just accepted that Joe's going to keep us so cold that we're pretty much in pain, and it's just whatever because we're sick of arguing with him about it. But the new thing has been like him going in and throwing a temper tantrum and ripping something off the wall in someone else's studio.
I think you're being a bit dramatic calling it a temper tantrum, but like me, I like
that's 100% what it was. You storm around, you stomp, you throw your headphones. You freak out, you know, I'm so effing sick of this, whatever. That's exactly what happened.
Because I am so effing sick of it.
Right, so
it
that's a temper tantrum. That's what it is.
Yeah,
it was unprofessional. It was embarrassing for, I don't know about Porkchop. Well, Porkchop will never give his true opinion. He always has to stay Switzerland. But for Liv and I, we were embarrassed.
Porkchop gives his opinion, but you guys never listen to him at all.
I'm actually
when he does.
Very comfortable, and I've always been comfortable. That's why I bring my jacket.
You were comfortable with him going in and ripping stuff off the wall?
No,
that's what the conversation is about.
That I was not comfortable with that. No.
Okay, so all of us agree it was embarrassing how you handled that.
And that's fine. Sorry, you guys, if you feel embarrassed.
I did say that when we do this radio show, like having it so hot in here really does affect us. Your mind, it affects your mind and you can't talk.
I'm telling
right.
you this, like
so
I'm
it
not,
needed to get
I'm
fixed.
Not coming in anymore. Like if it's like super hot, I'm just walking out of the show. They can fire me. I honestly don't care if I can't work in a place where there's some compromise.
Nice,
then
you should
so
do
be
that.
It.
You
it
should do like, that.
Well, then
that sounds really professional.
It'll just be the pork chop show.
Yeah, I'd love to see you guys do it without me. Then you guys would know how
we
painful
have
it
anytime
is.
You're sick. We are capable of doing it.
I know, and I've heard. That's my point.